Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We touched a lot of different places and fields and all sorts of areas.
Easy there.
Well, this is the last hour.
Easy now.
That was very well done, but easy now. Yeah, I get it. I get how you feel.
So I think this is a perfect time to remember, and that was a great time if you're feeling it, to go ahead and grab a piece of pizza.
See, it's a great thing to play at because you knew that as the energy gets zapped a little bit more and more, yeah. What's better than some nice pizza to go ahead and get your energy recharged.
I was just telling Paula, like, if I'm tired, I'm a little tired today for a myriad of reasons. I'm a little tired today. And so if I'm feeling the pinch of like, man, I'm starting to get hungry, I can only imagine. I mean, you were hungry 3 hours ago.
I mean, friend, if you're feeling famished, there is pizza right here for you.
I know, like I said, it's a health choice. I love pizza. You guys know, but I had it last night. Got to think about the diabetes. Got to think about
the box is right there. It's open. It's just sitting there waiting for someone to have it.
This is you wishing death upon me. Whereas when I encourage you to get some of that delicious pizza that's right in front of us.
Tell me the difference, which, by the way, we started off the show with me addressing that I was on a 1.5-day diet as of right now.
You don't need it.
And so I do need it. And so we are entering almost day 2.
Can you second me on this? He does not need to take any poundage off here.
No.
You're looking
very
good.
Nice of you guys.
You're looking very, very good these
very
days.
Very nice of you guys to say such a thing and such a lie. And so we need help. And so, you know, I don't know that I really appreciate the tempting nature that you have put this pizza on with me.
I'm not tempting you. I'm simply saying you're hungry. You're looking great.
Touching that pizza.
You're looking.
We're not touching that pizza.
I believe that you want that to pizza. Be the. You're, it's going to sound like you're going to touch it.
I'm not touching it.
It sounds like you're going to touch it.
Mac, will you touch the pizza?
No.
So as I rightly predicted, by the way,
I bet you you'd touch it.
I'm not touching it. As I correctly predicted in the beginning of the show, when Baskin acted as if he gave us caviar in the corner and was like, hey, I got some nice pizza for you guys. Here it is.
Yeah,
you have not touched it. I have not touched it. Mac has not touched it. Jake Murren has not touched it. And Katie Pollock has not touched it. That pizza. No one's eaten that pizza.
Katie would never touch that pizza because it's been out for more than an hour. She's a germaphobe.
And perfectly fine. Which is exactly right.
You're just
right.
A hungry young man in need of sustenance to get through a laborious 5-hour show.
And now Ken is tweeting out ahead of time. And so now Ken is mentally and physically and everything you need to be prepared to know that he's walking into a bunch of pizza that's being in the studio when he comes tomorrow. It's only fun if Ken doesn't know that it's coming. If Ken is completely surprised by the idea that pizza's on the table and he genuinely thinks we're just a bunch of animals around here, that's when it's fun.
It's a good time. You teed him off by putting him out on blast in the video that we released earlier today. I just feel like, you know, it's a 5-hour show.
I'm good.
I mean, you're man.
We are.
You got
a
young
strong
kiddo at home.
This is like, I'm like you hour 22.
Fuel, you got to fuel the soul.
No,
so
I'm on like mile marker 22 of the marathon. That we're so far into this, there's no way we're not finishing.
Yeah, that happens to plenty of people who don't finish.
You get to mile marker 22.
I don't think you're finishing.
You're getting to the end.
I think you're going to touch it, and I don't think you're finishing.
They definitely finish.
Not everyone who gets to mile marker 22 finishes.
Most people that get to mile marker 22 do in fact finish.
Where's the analytics?
I don't have advanced marathon analytics at the handy. But I would imagine at some point, once you're 22, 23, you're mentally, there's no way you're not finishing that race.
I mean, I just see the
That's
look
where
in
I'm
your
at right
eyes.
Now. It's like 6:08. I got 50 minutes. There's no way I'm not finishing this show without touching that pizza.
I mean, your eyes are looking a little tired right now. Like, you might be a little jaundiced, I think.
Jaundiced?
Yeah. And jaundiced, you don't want to be jaundiced.
No, I guess you never do.
Huh, you don't want to be.
Does it seem like he's projecting a lot of his hunger onto me now? Is that what this feels like? This is kind of what it sounds like to me.
Now remember,
are you projecting your hunger and your tiredness onto me?
I'm actually pretty good right now.
You seem... No. There's bags under your eyes that I haven't seen in a while.
No, that's just how my face looks.
Nah, that's, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, this is a trust tree with a nest. I'm just thinking about you. You know, it's very considerate of you.
You
got a long drive to know so.
It's very considerate
of you. If your blood sugar dips, God help you. I mean, God forbid.
Do you only call it no so because you want me to be no ho Hank so bad? Is that what that is?
No so.
It doesn't work.
No so Johnny.
I tried it in my head already. It didn't work. But do you want me to be, you want a no ho Hank so bad that you're trying to make no so and North Soul in a thing?
Well, no, you got a no so and we got a so so. Right? Because you live in North Solon. Katie lives south of Solon, let's say. Sorry, south of North Solon. And so, yeah. We got a no-so and a so-so.
I don't think so, man.
By the way, DC saying, what the hell has Jonathan been touching the last few hours and on camera? Not pizza. Not yet. I think it's time.
It's not time.
I got a lot of... I've heard the reviews on this pizza. What's your favorite pizza in town? Don't tell me into the microphone, but just, think of it.
I don't want to tell you into the microphone.
I've heard it's better than that. Whatever it is, I've heard it's better than that.
Not buying it. I'm sure it's good pizza. I'm sure it was great pizza 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem with this pizza.
No, that's the best part about pizza. It's been out there for 5 hours now. You can just put it into the microwave, and it's you can make this pizza great again.
I told you I'd have pizza adjacent, and I did. I had a Lunchable, and I felt bad about it. I paid money to have a pizza adjacent thing while there was actual pizza that was here. Well, that's my take on it as well. I'm calling it pizza adjacent, but it's a different food. It doesn't really taste that much like pizza, but I like the taste. I like the taste that it's not. That it actually isn't.
I'm going to go ahead and say that those Lunchables, which we do all feed to our children,
I love them.
Not real food.
And that's fine, but sometimes you want a taste for that little, it's a little cardboard. It's not even like, you know what I mean?
You want a taste for cardboard?
It tastes like a little bit like cardboard sometimes.
That sounds like a man thirsting for some real pizza.
It's got, no, sometimes, have you ever had those moments where you want, even like bad pizza is still a good time?
Well, that sounds like you want a good time.
At least the Lunchable, it's a controlled amount of calories. I know what it is. I'm set. And I'm also not going to eat 12 of them. You get one Lunchable and you feel like a fat person enough.
You can't eat 12 in 1 hour's time.
12 what?
Top 12 pieces. You're a top out at 2 pieces. Top out at 2 pieces.
You're just trying to see how many pieces I could eat now. I know what's happening here. You're not good at the slippery wizard game.
That's not true.
You and I both know we can eat more than 12 pieces of pizza in one sitting.
Well, okay, but not in an hour's time.
How much mulberries, how much of the pizza you had last night did you have?
Good save. While driving, no less.
You ate it while driving?
Yeah, I did.
So I've done that as well.
I've created a real bad habit recently.
Isn't that the worst, though, when you start eating while you're driving, and then you get home, and you're like, man, this would have been better if I just hung out and waited for a little bit?
So,
because like, you're not even focused on the pizza when you're eating and driving. You're just kind of like eating, and you're not enjoying it
the part that you should be.
I know.
Enjoying it more than I'm enjoying driving, I'll tell you that.
That's true. It just feels like such a waste at the end of when you get home, you're like, man, I wish I would have had the excitement of getting ready to open up that piece of pizza and the box of pizza.
You got to understand, I get pizza sauce and pizza accoutrement on me when I'm not driving. I got home.
Looks like you're in like a food
Thursday,
fight.
It looked like I was in the movie Platoon, like I was Willem Dafoe after he got shot up, because there was just red all over one of my shirts.
Like you just went in a paintball war.
And Vanessa, God bless her heart, greeted me like I was just the most hopeless son of a you know what on the planet. She's like, did we get pizza on our shirt? I felt like Hacksaw. I felt like an absolute...
Did she treat you like a toddler in that moment?
It was a total toddler touch, and like, I gotta say...
Somebody get pizza on their shirt. Yeah. Somebody got pizza on their shirt. Who's got a napkin for big guy?
And she said it in such a sweet, well-intentioned way, but it was the... It was whatever the adult version of emasculating is, where like you feel like an adult and then somebody talks to you and you feel like a child... That's what it felt like of, I'm just going to throw this thing in the washer. Could we never talk about this again?
Sounds like it was warranted.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like it was warranted.
No, and honestly, anger would have been warranted. It looked like a Jackson Pollock painting on my chest. All right? It wasn't great, but the pizza was.
And so last night, you ate it on the ride home.
I ate it on the way to see Mama at the Cleveland Clinic, and then I ate it on the way home, yeah. Yeah.
Or you had round two after you visited.
Damn right I did. Yeah, I did. Because then it had cooled.
You didn't bring it into the refrigerator for the Cleveland Clinic either. That was just hanging out in the truck.
The pizza that I got is amazing when it's hot. And it's even really good when it's not, when it's just like, hey, this used to be hot 20 minutes ago. Oh,
and maybe that's what this mystery pizza in front of us is as well.
I thought.
Maybe it gets better with age.
I thought.
Like a fine wine.
I thought I was going to take half an extra large pizza home to Vanessa. That is not what happened.
The better question is, how much sauce did you have on your shirt? Or did you have more in round one or more in round two?
Actually, I ate it like a Wolverine, like a starved Wolverine. There was no time yesterday for the sauce to fall off the pizza because I inhaled pieces. I even did like the fold thing. Mm. I had grease all over both of my hands. Driving was dangerous, right? It was like going down a slip and slide at a Diddy party. That's where my hands were. and yet it was delicious.
Let me ask you this question. You ever pick up a pizza and then I put it in the passenger seat.
The answer is usually probably yes.
I put it in the passenger, but I eat about like half of the first slice while parked.
Oh yeah.
And then I start my drive. Like it's almost like a confirmation of like we can do this. I can eat it while being behind the wheel, and then we get the half of a slice, and then we just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you start eating it. Then you start driving, and then you keep eating it. Because
you
can't,
for some reason, you don't want to start while you're driving. That's not the place to start. You start while parked, and then you work your way into it.
Absolutely, because then you feel less guilty about the thing in the first place.
Because you felt like you made a real solid effort at it. Like the old college try. Like, I was going to eat the whole thing while sitting there, but I can do this.
Like, I'll just be square with you. I think trying to break off pieces of pizza while driving is far more dangerous than texting while driving.
Oh, I feel like if you...
neither hands on the wheel, you're...
If you gave me an Olympic... If you gave me an Olympic event, I might be in the running for this. Breaking a piece of pizza off with one hand and using like the pinch of the thumb with the index finger to then break it off in a clean, even slice. Mm. I got it down.
216-474-0092. JP eats pizza while he drives. I eat pizza while we drive. Do you? I mean, I'm just looking for somebody to make me feel less fat right now. Ooh, an update on a huge target the Cavaliers could be chasing in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Shams Charania giving us an update on Jaylen Brown. And I think there's some coded language here that I think might actually be more telling about Jaylen Brown's future. But basically that while the Celtics prefer to not move Jaylen Brown at this moment, they are listening to offers and the conversations are going to be had. Does it reach the value? To me, I don't know how you view this, but like when somebody's like, I'll take a first rounder in the NFL, that means that they'll take a second rounder. I think when somebody says they'd prefer not to trade him, but it's about value, they're very interested in moving Jaylen Brown.
Oh, see, I don't know that I read it that same exact way. Like, So I saw the interview and I saw Shams, and I think it was Stephen A. And Stephen A. made some suggestion. He's like, "What's there going to be that many people interested in a $300 million contract? Is that really where people are?" And Shams is like, "Yeah, multiple people have already been interested. Like, people have shown interest in Jaylen Brown." Which there, if you want to go and talk about were the Cavs one of these secret interested teams, very, very warranted discussion. But I don't know that Boston is as willing. At least.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't see it that way, to just break it up and say, this is it, we're over, we're done. I think Derek White, I think Jaylen Brown, and I think Tatum is the core that they want to keep. And if I were them, I would keep it for as long as you possibly can.
It's interesting. I cannot remember the Boston area reporter. It's not Jeff Goodman, but for some reason, that's where my brain is going. But he's one of the Celtics kind of secondary beat guys that has done some like digital stuff around town as well. He suggested this, the Simons acquisition is actually further proof that Brown is available, because all of a sudden you have a score. Basically, you now have more scoring than you did with Holiday, and that might make it easier to trade Jaylen Brown. And I'll say this right now.
I mean, because Tatum's not winning anything on his own.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know, because I don't know in a year whether every team in the NBA is just going to have one max player. I shouldn't say in a year. In 2 years, 3 years, whether the new trend is just going to be, hey, every team has their own star slash superstar, and there's no two, meaning like there's not a second star to be had on the team.
Maybe it changes, but it's not how it is right now. And if I was the Celtics, you're going to have a bad year next year because Tatum's not there. That's just your reality. But like, it's not as if they have a fit problem. The Celtics were very good for a very long time. They won a title with that core. Like, I don't know. It's moving off of it. They're not even old. Like, that's the interesting thing about it. They're like 27 and 25 between the two of them.
It's just about the $300 million contract.
And they got to find a way to get out of having a deep, deep payroll problem, obviously. And that's why they started with Holiday. I would imagine Porzingis gets moved as well, which has been some of the discussions we've had about Boston and some of the changes they would do for months now.
I just think with Brown, I think what's interesting is if he is available, and you're bringing up a good point here, and it's fair to push back on the if. Yeah, there's really nothing I wouldn't include in a trade to get Jaylen here. Because I think Evan Mobley, Jaylen Brown, and Donovan Mitchell, that's probably as good of a trio as you can build in today's
NBA. You mean nothing
NBA.
Outside of, obviously, we're keeping Donovan, we're keeping Mobley.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. You are a better team with those three than you are currently constructed, and there's no other way to put it. And I'm not worried about Brown's numbers dipping last year necessarily. I think he'd be great in this offense. I mean, he's a really good player. I think he got clowned on a little bit last year in certain spots, but like, he was Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP for a reason when they won the whole entire chip. Like, he's really, really good.
And what I like about him is you'll never accuse him of not being tough.
Mm-hmm.
He does give you, you mentioned the 3-point dip. Previous to last year, his 3-point shooting numbers were really, really good. He might not be a naturally great pure shooter, but he's about a 36% 3-point shooter in his career. You start to look at, like, because listen, am I a little concerned about the math with the ball with Donovan, Jaylen, and Evan the same way I am with Donovan, Darius, and Evan? Yes. But you said something I think is really, really prescient about this conversation. In every conversation about sending out Darius and or Jarrett, you are coming back with players who are not as good as the player you're sending out.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a scenario in which you give up both of those guys and actually get a player better than either one.
Yeah, like, do I think you're a better team with those three, with Brown throwing the mix there? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Like, I could see a scenario where the Cavs, the Cavs are one of the rumored teams that were there with Kevin Durant and that sweepstakes, then they should be one of the teams that are involved in the Jaylen Brown discussion.
Dare I say, Jaylen Brown might be one of three guys in the NBA I actually would consider giving up Evan Mobley for.
That's too far for me.
In the end, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But I would, that, like, premier wing at the, I mean, sorry, premier player at the premier position in the thing that you haven't had since LeBron left, I think you have to give it special consideration. And listen, the reality is any trade between Boston and Cleveland has to have some sort of third party, fourth party involved so that salaries can kind of go out here so both teams can get below the second apron. But it sure does seem...
Oh, yeah, the second apron on second apron trade would just make the NBA explode. imagine Adam Silver's disgust if you brought three and four teams into it to make a second apron versus second apron trade work and actually manufacture.
What would make him more disgusted, that or the fact that Jaylen Brown and Donovan Mitchell would not be in top three markets? Like, we just colluded to get Luka to the Lakers. What are we doing? I sound like the guy from Boston.
What was that
again.
Voice? Yeah, no, that wasn't Boston.
No. It's the cadence of the guy who was asked about Whitey Bulger.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
He's a great
what
guy.
Murder?
What about the murder? What murder?
That's exactly what it was.
What about Cleveland? What Cleveland?
I don't think, I've told you this before, I don't think Silver is going to care about the market size thing for a little while. That's going to be, we will all care about it in the media the way that the media does, because half of the media in the NBA feels like that's all they want to discuss. But with that 11-year, with the $82 billion deal that they signed, I just don't think, Adam Silver doesn't have to care about ratings for 5 or 6 years.
Let's go with Ian in Boston Heights. Ian, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick. JP, thanks for having me. Real quick, I don't want to take you away from talking sports too much, you know, but I got to weigh in on the eating pizza while driving.
We're ready.
One, first, acquired skill. You're not born with it, you know, it's an acquired skill. And I feel that most people who acquire the skill are probably fathers. JP, I believe you're a young dad. Nick, yeah. Not as young. But you're a dad, you know.
All right, that was a strike.
Okay, no big deal, you know. Anyways, there's nothing better than ordering pizza. I don't even like delivery because I can go get some quiet time and eat pizza on the way back. And I have a son. Sometimes I will allow my son to come with me. We'll order an extra a small pizza just for us.
That's what I like to hear. That's a pro move.
Right? And not just a pro move is a pro move is a father. You're teaching that kid to think ahead, problem solve, and with the problem right. Being your hunger.
I love it. Hey, you guys are the best.
Ian, we agree. But thank you very much, bud.
Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
You too, buddy. I didn't think about that. Here's the other thing.
So I've done that with ice cream, by the way. Not ordering so I'll go to pick up some ice cream for Elise and I. Mm-hmm. And then I get an extra cone for myself, the cone just for the ride home, and then I have the blizzard or the whatever you want to call it, the flurry, whatever your taste is of that, because that's what I like to get over there. And then you just have that with Elise as if like nothing happened.
I think probably my one, I gotta tell you, Hacks. I told the Hacksaw story off air, but I got to tell it on air.
It was a small cone.
Of course. Yeah. Anything more would just
I don't want to spoil. I don't want to spoil the real treat that is the main ice cream to have with her. So, you know, something would be on the up and up if it's a large and a whatever.
Do you know what started me eating?
One is for convenience. The other is for pleasure.
That's true. Not both for pleasure. No.
No, one convenience, second for pleasure.
By the way, we're saying both cones, not Elise and ice cream, right?
We hope.
Okay. I got to tell you, I only started eating pizza while driving home because on our Pizza Friday, they get pizza 2 hours before me. And by the time I get home, it's never fresh. Mm. It's never like the way pizza tastes when it's first out of the oven. And yeah, I can eat it up and it's just fine. It's just nothing hits better than like just right out of the oven, your favorite pizza. And so my frustration with the way Pizza Friday's been going is what led to my gluttonous eating pizza while driving habit that I've got.
Cold pizza has somehow gotten great like PR over the years, and I don't understand it. It's not nearly as good as when it's fresh.
It's all good.
No, it's good, but it's not nearly as good as when it's fresh. It's like, I don't know what's happened in the recent, 15, 20 years. It used to be that it kind of just tasted very similar. You get it hot, then you could microwave it back up. You could put it in the oven. You can get it back to where it needed to be. I can never get it anywhere close to when it's just piping hot right out of the oven and you just get served it.
It's like dating a 25-year-old and dating a 50-year-old. They both have their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, but I feel like there were shows named Cold Pizza. Like, I feel like for the longest time,
there was one show.
All right, fine. There was a show named Cold Pizza, but it was always like the 90s sitcom trope. Was that, I got the cold pizza and we're ready to go after it, right?
And the pizza in those never looked good, by the way.
They never looked good, I feel like for some reason in our minds, we got this idea that cold pizza just slaps, and I just don't get it that way.
I think it slaps.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not in anywhere close. There's a night and day difference between warm, fresh, right out of the oven pizza and then what cold pizza has become. I don't know what happened. Like 10, 15 years, we've evolved into this. We're now cold pizza's living off good PR for a long time.
Because it's still delicious. So Hacksaw, we had to have a conversation with him about his ordering food and having to deliver to the office because we found out it was an exorbitant amount of money for a young man.
Yeah.
Trying to save up for his future.
Mm-hmm.
And he let it slip that recently he ordered a combo meal and started eating it on the way home, and when he got home it was gone but he was still hungry. So he turned right back around, went to the same fast food joint, got the same thing, and once again, on his way home, finished eating it by the time he got home. And he walked in, and his mom's like, "You hungry? Because we just made dinner." She had no idea.
Did he eat the dinner?
Of course he did. He had two full-blown meals. In fairness, he's a growing boy. He's only 33. I'm like, king of fat stuff here. Like, absolutely. But much like meatloaf, I'll do anything for food, but I can't do that.
It's the third meal. I don't even know if the first one's convenience, the second is pleasure. I don't even know what the third one is.
Depressing. Chris. Jeez. Chris, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, guys? Haven't heard from you since day of the draft over at Razzles. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, brother. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. So listen, I got to jump into this pizza conversation real quick. Nick, man, get one of those red pizza bags that delivery drivers carry around with them. Listen, I'm out here in Overland, right? There's not too many places. People around here like Lorenzo's. I find Lorenzo's very hit and miss, personally. I like going to this place called Giuliano's up on Cooper Foster Road, but it's like, it's a good 20 minutes away. So yeah, freshness is a problem. I bought one of those pizza bags off of Amazon. You stick it in there, by the time you get home, it's even hotter. It's like the thing heats it up somehow.
I actually love this idea.
Yeah, this is kind of a pro move.
What'd you pay for the pizza bag, like 20 bucks?
Yeah, right around 20 bucks, and I had Prime, so it got there the next day.
Oh, man. And well, here's the thing.
I love this next month.
Here's the thing. If you do this for one pizza...
it's pretty good.
Oh, not great value. If you do it for 20 pizzas, that's a dollar extra per pizza.
Well, you can do it for more than pizza, too, I would imagine. Like, you go get, pad thai or something, you throw it in there, it's awesome.
You're not getting it for it to be fresh on one visit. You're planning on going there probably about once a month, so the thing pays for itself over time.
We do like this. The longer you have it, the more value there is. Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Why isn't this more people's thought processes? This should be mainstream. It's like you get in someone's car. It's like, well, what's that over there? That's my pizza box.
See,
keep things warm.
I take it
to no judgment attached to that, guys.
I take it to a different level. If we use this kind of ingenuity to fix the world's problems, we'd probably all be better off right now. But it's like, what do you use your specific set of skills life gave you for? Make sure that I never have to eat lukewarm pizza. Not saying it's a wrong choice. Just saying
Normally I agree with you. And then you hear those stories about like the stealth bombers that went from Missouri and like made their way all the way and like did the mission exactly the way it was supposed to be, undetected. And I'm like, no, part of the country is focusing on the right things. We're just not that part of the we're the wrong part of the country, Nick.
216-474.
Me, you, and Chris are trying to figure out how to get pizza warm. Meanwhile, other people are actually doing things.
I don't think there's any more figuring. I think we've done it. 216-474-0092. Have you done the pizza warmer bit? We'd like to know that in case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.